Good afternoon, gamblers.
Monday.
Let's go.
This is Bro 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 Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates. You're right, Todd. This is Monday, March 25th. After the Monday, after the first weekend of the NCAA tournament, what a weekend it was. Uh-huh. This episode is sponsored by mybookie.ag. Use promo code BROBROBRO. Get 50% bonus on your first deposit up to $1,000. Mm-hmm. It's mybookie.ag, promo code BROBROBRO. Yeah, it was a wild fucking weekend. Couple takeaways that I had is if you bet the under, you're fucked.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to go under until the last four or five minutes of the game. They're going to score a billion points for some reason because yeah. Everything changes. They all foul. That's terrible. And if you bet the over, you're fucked there too because the team's going to go up by 20 and then they're just going to stop pushing the pace the rest of the game. So just don't bet over-unders anymore. No. That's what I'm going to do.
How about Johnny?
And there's point shaving you have to deal with. We know that happens, 5% of all large spreads in a college fucking game.
The Auburn kid.
Apparently. Tennessee!
What about them?
How do you blow a 25-point lead?
Well, you're playing against a great opponent.
What are you going to do?
Tennessee, LSU, Auburn. There's just teams that like – no, actually, Auburn did very well against Kansas. They did close. But there's a lot of teams that just cannot close in this tournament. So just you just got to know that going in. Tennessee and LSU games, are they playing each other? No.
No,
Tennessee's
playing LSU, Purdue. MSU.
Just know that go Tennessee first half, MSU second half. That's pretty much how that's going to go. Yep. But I mean, I had some good bets. Wofford lost by point. That one sucked real bad.
That was a tough half. Yeah.
That was tough. Maryland won by half a point. That was really good. You were on LSU, Connor.
Oh, yeah.
Gardner Webb scored like 40 points in the first half. Their total was 54 for the game. They went over by one with a last second three. Love that one.
That Oregon game was sick.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, dude. I was worried on that. They were like coming in the second because I doubled down, took the second half bet. I think plus one. They had Oregon plus one. They're up like 12, and I'm like, oh, dude, they're feeling it. So I double down, go big on second half, plus one, Oregon. And they go on a 14-0 run,
mm-hmm.
a 14-0 mm-hmm. run. And then I'm like, well, they're dead. I start throwing shit. And then Oregon just caught fire and does what Oregon does. Dude, it was awesome.
Their defense is very good. And then so far, I don't know if it's the first time ever, but Saturday and Sunday – all 16 favorites won.
Yeah. All favorites.
All 16 favorites yep. won. Wasn't on all the favorites Saturday, but I did put in an 18 money line favorite parlay on Saturday.
There you go.
It was like 20 to win 120, something like that. It was nice, but that was a wild situation.
Mm-hmm. It's all top seeds with the exception of Oregon, isn't it?
Correct.
In the Sweet 16.
Yes. And Auburn.
Auburn's right, five. Right. I mean, they were favored over Kansas, though.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, all 16 favorites there. If you had put a $100 parlay on all 16 favorites Saturday and Sunday, it was 100 to win 9,000 something. Not terrible. Not a bad little day there.
That's okay.
So let's get into today. Big week this week. March Madness will be back Thursday, mm-hmm. Friday. Opening day MLB.
There it is.
Nice. Here we go.
Here
Ty Schmidt's in the room. Ty Schmidt will be our baseball expert this year. But in the room right now, I've got Todd McComas. I am still Tony Brackets.
Come on, Tone.
Nikki Skates. Until NHL's over, the original Bro man himself, Jeff Gorman,
Tony.
Ty, Boston Connor, Bailey back on the ones and twos. Let's get into games today. I assume we have all NBA and NHL. Is that correct, everyone?
True. Yeah,
all NBA. Right, let's start NHL with Raldzi. What do you got today, buddy?
A couple games. I only really like two of them, though. Taking Vegas on the road plus 100.
Okay,
of course.
At St. Louis, there's a lot of sharp money going that way, and I really like the value there. And then also
it's just the Golden Knights.
Yeah.
Are they the hottest team in the NHL right now?
Are they the hottest team in the NHL, Nick?
I mean, best looking, yeah.
Oh, they are fucking
basically. We'll take that.
Are you worried about possibly the Golden Knights? I mean, that was a busy weekend in Vegas. A lot of shit going on in Vegas. Does that come into your effect?
Not one bit. These guys are so focused on what's going on the ice in this playoff run coming up. They won't let these distractions.
And I got good news for you. I got them at plus 110 here.
There you go. Love that. And then we're going with who else? The Tampa Bay Lightning minus 150 at home against the Bruins. That's going to be a tough game.
Oh, what the fuck?
But I think the Lightning pulled out on home
Devil's
ice.
Advocate here. Lightning already have the one seed locked up. Correct?
True.
Are you worried about them having nothing to play for?
No, especially since they're playing Boston here, who is one of the better teams in the league and in their division.
For sure.
So I think that they're viewing this as a potential playoff matchup, so I think they're going to give it their all here.
All right, this is an Eastern Conference Final. I mean, preview here. I don't know what we're talking about. I don't know what we're talking about.
Nick, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the playoffs won't let that be an Eastern.
Yeah, second round at best.
Damn it. Classic fucking Boston Connor here. All right, so you got Vegas plus 110 and the Lightning minus 150. Does anyone else have any other NHL that Nick can shit on you for?
Bruins for sure, all day.
Okay, good.
I like the Lightning. I like the Lightning a lot more than Nick likes the Lightning.
Okay.
Seven of the last games for the Bruins have been on the road.
Okay.
They're on the back end of another four games.
Yeah, that's tough.
Going against the Lightning, you come up a bad loss against St. Louis, so the Bruins have won four in a row. I like this one easy. I like a 5-2 Tampa
Bay
Lightning.
That's what we call it. Good motherfucking stack.
All right, thanks, boys. Thanks, Rob.
Little side note. Okay. Look, Uncle Todd hit a five-way parlay in hockey last night.
Nice job. Okay. All right.
There you go, Todd.
How'd you do this weekend,
I think I went 4-2 overall.
That's right. All we need, you were a winner. You're a winner.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest upset of all time, I came out of the first round of the NCAA tournament, first two rounds of the NCAA tournament, up. It's a wild situation.
That's all you can ask for.
There was a lot of devastation on the internet. Because I'm not normally a chalk guy, but that's how it went.
Yeah.
Did you come out up, Todd?
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
I
Connor?
I came out even.
I'm sure you did.
Shout out Liberty. Liberty really saved me. I doubled down on them when they were down by 5 in that first round game, and those odds were juicy.
I came out ahead. If you're listening and you follow me on the Action Network, you saw I went full degenerate. I was fucking halftime betting my ass off. I was just fucking struggling there for a minute. But we brought it back.
Apparently, I was listening this morning to a radio show coming in. The most electric bet of the weekend, I guess, in Vegas is when you're in the sports book, is the first to 15 bet because it like pays out within like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I would love to go to Vegas and do that. All right. NHL's over. Let's go to NBA. By the way, both sports, about 7 games left in both.
Yeah.
So we're grinding downtown, grinding down now till the playoffs. NBA, I'm going to start. I know because we were talking a little bit before. I believe everyone is on this one that I heard. I could be wrong, though. Thunder minus 6.
Yep, I'm on it.
I love the Thunder minus 6. They're in the 6th spot in the West, tied for 8th, but 2 games out of the 4th spot. The 4th through 8th spot in the West is very, very tight, so all those teams are going to try every single night, which is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Thunder just kicked their – they were on a 4-game losing trend. They just beat Toronto, and now they're at Memphis. They're minus 6, and the Grizz have lost 4 of 5. Like I said, 7 games left. Grizz has nothing to play for.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost time for them to start golfing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
OKC does have something to play for, minus 6. I like the Thunder here. Anyone else who likes the Thunder, anything to say about that game?
Stamp of approval. They're 9-3 against the spread when they come off 2 days rest. I like that a lot.
Fresh.
Thunder team is a dangerous team for Memphis.
Okay. I'm not going to bore you with a bunch of useless stats.
Yeah.
Memphis plays good against good teams. They're getting 6 points at home.
So you're taking
Memphis.
The
Grizzlies tonight. Yes.
Yep. All right, fucking asshole.
I'm on the Thunder, but also while you're looking at it, right above that game is Philly-Orlando. That's a trap spread. Careful on that. Orlando should never be favorited, but they're plus 2, and that's close enough to being favorited against Philly. Think about
it's
Orlando
not close
tonight.
To being favorited.
Philly versus we're talking about the Orlando Magic against the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah,
and the spread is plus 2
who's out for
in
Philly?
Orlando.
Who's out
exactly.
For Philly?
I have no. Well,
no one's
it's
out.
It's 10
for Philly.
O'clock.
No one's out. For Philly.
Nothing gets announced at 10 o'clock when you're talking basketball. But if it's plus 2, something's going on there. Trap spread.
I love that you said that. I'm taking Orlando plus 2.5.
I am as well.
Philly has absolutely fucking zero grit at all as a basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
They're feeling very comfortable right now.
Ben
They've got
Simmons.
The playoff spot locked up. They're in the 3 spot. They've got a 3-game lead on the Pacers at the 4 spot. Orlando is sitting in the 9 spot, half a game out. They're going to be more motivated, I believe, than the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yep.
Give me Orlando
Tony.
Plus the 2.5.
All day.
Philly's already done. They just lost to the Hawks. I mean, this is what they're doing.
You
right
just
now.
Said you wanted Philly.
No. I was saying Orlando.
He said Orlando.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fuck. Well,
last
I'm
game
still on Orlando.
Other game I have, I got Brooklyn, Portland over 225.5. Brooklyn's hot. Portland, I hate betting against them when they're at home, so I'm taking the over.
Hey, by the way, on that game,
which one?
I am taking Portland minus the 6 against Brooklyn. This is game 6 of
a
6-game road trip. Hopes and dreams get buried in Portland at the end of a road swing. This is that kind of night. No CJ McCollum. I don't care for Portland. They'll find a way to win easily. The spread right now is at 6.
I like that. I also saw that. Who were we talking about, Portland and who?
Brooklyn.
Thank you. Brooklyn just played in L.A., and they had either 2 or 3 days off. So my thinking is they probably had a little time in L.A. to have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Disco Tony. I love it.
On the last day of the road trip.
He digs us up. I love it.
Let's just get back home. I also like the Trailblazers a little bit there. Mm-hmm. Ty, what do you got, buddy?
I have a couple spring training picks.
Okay, hold on.
I have one more NBA. Right,
yeah, before we get to that, my bad. I didn't know if you had an NBA or spring training.
I have the under 218 Phoenix versus Utah.
Okay.
I just think it's this time of year I like the under anyway. Mm-hmm. But if you couple that with Phoenix, the under hits 20-15-1 when Phoenix is the away underdog. The under has hit 4 out of the last 5 games for them. 8 out of their last 10.
Okay.
Utah, flip it around. The under is 18-15 when they're the home favorite.
Wow.
And it hits 7 out of 10 in their last 10 games.
Bad boy, Todd. Those are the stats that we fucking
need. Just go
need.
With the trends. That's
Gorms, do you have any other NBA picks?
I don't. Okay. Those are my two. All right, like I said, cool. Memphis and Portland.
That's all the NBA and NHL. Now we move to our,
come on,
our MLB expert picking spring training.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me remind you, I'm 1,000% right
you
now.
You are 1-0.
Hey, picking spring training 1,000% games.
1,000% on spring training games. Ty Schmidt.
This year, so Thursday, opening day, I think Diggs and I are going to ride the rail. I don't know if anyone else is. Last year,
It's going to be a busy day. We're going to have MLB all day long and then right into
March Madness.
Yeah, it's going to be a wild
Yeah, it's going to be a very dangerous day. But looking ahead, just hammer the pitching matchups. Find like 4 to 5 guys, just horses that you really like.
For opening day, you mean?
Exactly. Yeah. For today, though,
okay,
we got Yankees at Nationals.
Okay.
I like the Yanks.
There you
plus
go.
Plus 115. I'm not going to take run line just because they're starting a guy who's not going to make the team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing it's going to be a big bullpen day. But they're going up against Anibal Sanchez for the Nationals. Ooh. They typically have hit him pretty well. He's been in the division before. So I like that game a lot. And then we got Phillies and the Rays. Arrieta is on the bump for the Phillies.
Really?
Wow.
Basically like a simulated game. I think he's their 3 or 4.
So he's not their number one.
No, he's going to pitch next week, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
So he might throw like 5 to 6 innings.
Yep.
I do like the Phillies with the run line on that
one. Okay, got it.
Okay.
Minus the 1.5,
correct. Both of those, again, they could go either way, but I think those are pretty solid bets for today. And then, like I said, just keep an eye on pitching probables come Thursday because we are really going to dive into that.
And for those of you who have not are not experienced baseball bettors, when Ty says run line, so baseball and NHL are the same.
Yes.
The spreads are always 1.5. So mm-hmm. if the favorite is – the favorite always is -1.5, the dog is always +1.5, that means run line. Money line is just to win the game. Just like in NHL, the favorite is -1.5. That's the puck line versus the money line. So those are our picks today. We actually have 9 picks for a cup of coffee a day parlay. Let me run through them right here. We have the Oklahoma City Thunder -6. Gorms disagrees, so just
that's
everyone
fine.
Everyone understand
fine.
That.
Yeah, asterisks.
No, no, it's fine. I just want the people to know in case they're riding you and the rest
there.
Of us. Nets Portland over 225.5. I believe that's Connor. Is that correct?
Yes.
Tampa Bay Lightning and Golden Knights, both money line there, -150 and +10. That's Rawlsy. Orlando Magic +2.5. That's Todd, I, and Connor. Phoenix Suns, Utah Jazz, under 218. That would be Todd. Portland Trailblazers -6 is Gorms with a small second from myself. The Yankees +115, money line, and then the Phillies -1.5, +135.
Let's go.
On the run line.
This is a good one. Mm-hmm. I like this one.
$5 to win $2,145 is our cup of coffee a day parlay.
Tato, how you feel about it today?
About what?
This cup,
the part. Well, I tell you what, Gorms. I don't ever put myself out like
I know
this.
That.
But right now, at this very moment, I'm feeling stronger about this parlay than any parlay
than last
as you should.
Wow. Last
even
week?
Over last week. I think this might be the one that hits.
Okay.
I honestly believe that.
I'd be incredibly surprised if it didn't. As always, follow us on Twitter at BroBroBets. You could follow us on the Action Network, myaction.app/BroBroBets. You could follow us individually, myaction.app/Todd/Diggs. What are yours?
Gorms.
Boston Connor.
Ty.
And Ty. You can all follow us all there. Do so. You'll see all of our picks.
Mm-hmm.
As always, on this beautiful Monday, good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck. Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.